This is Ron Houseman with the Taney County Commission. We have County Commission scheduled this morning for 9 a.m. I have a commissioner that is out of state and a second commissioner that is ill. We will not be having County Commission today. We had a number of things that were scheduled for business today, and I will chat about a couple of those here in a moment. But first, I've asked Melissa Duckworth with Emergency Management and Randy Hayes, our Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator, if they would, in fact, address a concern that's of importance to all of us here in Taney County, and that's the roads that we travel to get to and from wherever we're headed. And I'll start with Melissa for some comments, and let's just chat about our local roads, state roads, county, et cetera.
Okay. The snow, obviously, is over for now. However, the big concern is now the wind chills and the temperature. We are under a wind chill warning until noon today, and then we'll be under a wind chill advisory from noon today until noon tomorrow. And the biggest concern with that is frostbite. We are within, by the wind chills, we have 15 to 30 minutes outside, exposed skin is under the chance of frostbite, so there's that risk. I drove in this morning. Neighborhood roads were covered, but the F Highway 160 that way was no problem to get in. So I will leave the road condition to Randy. But anything as far as weather goes, we will warm up again tomorrow. They're forecasting a high of 35, but we're going to still have wind chills in the single digits and to the negative even tomorrow. And then Wednesday, into Wednesday night, we're looking at a wintry mix again. And then hopefully a high of 40 again on Thursday.
Basically, road situation, most of our roads are snow-covered. Some of them are just patchy. Our goal today is to get to every road that we currently maintain and at least get every road plowed and sanded and salted, do the best we can. With the extreme temperatures, that makes the chemicals that we use more difficult to try to melt this off. When the sunshine, the temperatures rise, will help us tremendously. So, but right now, we're just trying to maintain and do the best we can with it. We will have some, with the winds and whatnot, a little bit of drifting concern, so we're kind of watching that also. But we're doing the best we can with the roads, and we just advise people if they don't have to travel to please stay home if they can. And with these extreme temperatures, it makes it more difficult for everybody.
I traveled a number of our roads this morning trying to get an idea and a feel for what was out there, and quite frankly, I think that not just your crew, which worked through the night, but the state has done a really good job within Taney County. I know, obviously, there's areas that they cannot even move what's on the road, and they won't be able to move what's on the road until we have warmer temperatures. But on the county roads that I was on this morning early, I thought that they looked great. Yes, snow-packed, maybe even a little ice under there, and a person has to be extremely careful in traveling conditions like that. But when I hear what our counselor told me about the number of counties that he's been in this morning and how much better our roads look down here than the other counties that he has traveled through, makes me feel really good about the job that our people have done. So I want to express our appreciation, Randy, to you and to the crew that you oversee. It's a tough, difficult job at best, and you guys have done a great job. Melissa, anything else?
Because of the wind chills today, stay inside. If you have to go outside, don't spend too long out there and dress in layers, especially windproof layers.
You tell me and correct me if I'm wrong, but if anyone wants to talk to Melissa Duckworth in our emergency management office, the number is 546-7233.
That's correct.
And Randy Hayes, office number for Road and Bridge is 546-7268. Our Mount Branson shop is 334-1218. Our West Side barn is 334-5769. That's out by the transfer station. And our Eastern Side barn in the Hilda area is 546-2437. Again, the primary number, however, for Road and Bridge is 546-7268. So if you have questions or concerns or problems or difficulties on one of those roads, these are the numbers that you need to call. Randy?
Keep in mind that main number would probably be the best number for them to call because a lot of times our shops with the manpower, a lot of times we don't man the phone there. At each shop, they're, of course, out trying to work and take care of roads. But they can reach us at that office number.
There. Give that principal number one more time, Randy.
546-7268.
Because we have postponed a number of items that we had scheduled for today, one being our road vacations, and by law we only take those up quarterly. That's laid out within Missouri statutes. And the time specific was set for this morning at 9 or sometime following the 9 o'clock within the grouping of events that we had for this morning. We are rescheduling those vacations for this Thursday, January 9th, 2014, at 9 a.m. here in the commission hearing room. Again, for road vacations, 9 a.m. this coming Thursday, January 9th, 2014. And this morning we will be working to re-agendize the other items that we had with on the agenda. And my belief is everything will either be scheduled for this coming Thursday or next Monday's regularly scheduled meeting. You guys have anything else? Again, for those who didn't hear when we first came on, we will not be having county commission today. We have one commissioner who is out of state and another commissioner who is ill, and we'll reschedule all of our events for either this Thursday or next Monday that were scheduled for today. Thank you for your time.